Okay, this is the one. The video you've all been asking me to go deeper on. So if you sit on the internet all day, the way everyone tells you to build fans is by buying Facebook ads or paying for playlists. But anybody who's been down this road knows that, like so many things the YouTube grifters and clout chasing goblins say, this isn't the truth. So in this video, I'm going to show you the time-tested way your favorite musicians have built their fan base throughout the social media era, and show you tons of secrets on how to do this that are all new and updated for 2022, all based on how I've seen popular major label and indie artists build their fan bases in my actual work. Hi, I'm Jesse Cannon, a music marketing nerd who's teaching musicians how to grow their fan base from 0 to 10,000 fans, and this is Museformation. Okay, before we get into this theory and details, I want to say straight out of the gate, if you do what I'm describing in this video, it's going to do the following. 1. Find the musicians you should be playing shows with, collaborating, making features, remixes, split releases, and doing other cool things with. 2. Show you the producers, managers, video directors, booking agents, mixers, mastering engineers, lawyers, photographers, labels, and other team members in music that you should have on your radar to work with. 3. Show you the fans who are most passionate in your genre, who are most likely to like you and spread the word about you. 4. Find the Facebook groups, Discord, subreddits, message boards, and other places online the fans and influencers in your community hang out. It'll also teach you how to market and communicate in the way your own genre and community talk to each other, as well as teaching you what merch to make and how your music videos and photos should look to present yourself in a way that you think looks good. You'll also learn the playlist venues, YouTube creators, blogs, websites, and other places that will potentially give you placements, as well as what hashtags you should be using to market yourself on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Lastly, it'll do the work that actually teaches algorithms to favor you and spread your content, as well as get people in the music business to respect you and open doors for you and help teach you the artistic depth you need to build a fan base. Sounds like a lot, huh? But this is the actual work that needs to be done. Okay, but now for some theory. And if you're allergic to things like that, there's chapters to this video, so feel free to skip ahead, even though I think this is super important information. But if you just want to learn how to do the work, go to the next chapter. So you may be wondering why I say that doing research and then outreach in your community is more important than, say, hiring an expensive publicist or throwing five figures at a music video. It's because in my decades in the music business, time and time again, I see this is how the musicians who built a fan base actually got there. I've been the person at a major label who talks to the artist right when they get signed and learns to tell their story, and I've heard their story from the thousands of musicians of all sorts of sizes across every genre that I've talked to over the years. And again, how did they blow up? They built a huge community that supported them, and on the back of good songs and some other smart moves, they blew up and got a huge fan base. But if you're a wise ass, you're probably thinking that may have changed since technology is all about social media now, right? Wrong. If you recall, in one of my most recent and important videos, I talked about how everyone I know at big indies and major labels agrees that the biggest marketing opportunity in the history of music marketing is artist page visibility, aka doing features, collaborations, remixes, co-writes, and split releases. Since it not only gets you on the artist page of another artist, it gets you on the release radar of all their fans, and that's the best real estate ever available in the history of music marketing, since you'll be on a song the fan will potentially love from an artist they already like and get the hint that they may like you. And if you haven't watched that video, it's linked below or on the screen now. But anyway, you can't be effective at doing that work unless you have a vast understanding of your community. And if you're going to talk to me about the TikTok algorithm and that's how everybody's blowing up, what I say to you is, if you trace back on how people actually blow up on social media, you'll see they actually have a ton of support from their community. And they understood their community well enough to know who to target and collaborate with and the language to use and the hashtags to use to make them blow up. It's a detail, not the top line thing people focus on and what articles get written about, but I can tell you it's actually what matters. And there's a thing so few people understand about algorithms that I'm going to go deep on soon on this channel, which is they only can see connections users and music genomes make. So when you're a part of a community, the algorithm is looking to see the fans of other similar artists and see if they should recommend you to them, because that's how they keep people glued to their platform. But so often, many artists I know doing great work aren't making those connections because they undervalue community. But there's another reason I find the community work to be some of the most important work you will do, as it gets you to the right people. As I said in my video where I talked about why I hate Facebook ads for smaller artists, is Facebook ads bring you the worst music listeners, not the passionate music listeners and the movers and shakers in a scene that influence other people and build up your fan base instead of dead-end fans who click Facebook ads that only give you numbers, not actually engaged fan growth. When you're on the Discord chats, the Facebook groups, the subreddits, around your micro genre, you're getting eyes from the people who are most passionate in the genre and will boost your initial listening numbers. And these are also the people who talk to others about this music and spread the word about it. I think about it, the fans who are passionate enough to spend their spare time scouring toxic message boards and looking for other people to talk to about this music and about what they're passionate about, those are who really matters, not some freak who gets their music recommendations because someone paid for it to be in their feed on the worst social media app that your aunt uses to tell people a senator eats babies. But I know some of you are thinking that this seems like a lot of work. And what you love about Facebook ads is you pay some con artist to make fake progress for your music, and you don't really want to devote 15 minutes a day every single day, which is, you know, a whole hour and a half a week, and do this work. But let me tell you, you'll be glad you did it, as it actually helps you make lifelong friends and connections, and actually gets you closer to fulfilling your dreams. And if you do this while you're commuting, waiting online for a bathroom, or doing it while your partner's watching some terrible TV show, or bored at work, in 6 months, if you put this work in, you'll have a way better network that will help boost your music every time you release a song. But there's one more hidden part of why I really think this is important. It's a hard pill to swallow. Most of you aren't making exceptionally good music, yet at least. But the nerds in your community really love your genre of music and are addicted to it and need a fix all the time, and will accept a mediocre version of your genre way more than just some random people. And this work often finds the people who boost your initial numbers because they'll accept the less optimal version of the genre and help boost you up as you get better. But there's more. When your head is in your community, you see what others are doing that's good and learn up and close and relevant things to what you're doing and how you can improve. One of the things you see all the time is the musicians who blow up before they do are always known for watching all the artists they play with. They're studying. Part of how you grow is you meet the fans who will forgive you when you have potential, but it isn't quite realized yet. And you learn who's doing similar things to you and see the details that make them good and learn from them. The musicians you love and their team understand the dynamics of their scene, genre, or community, or whatever we want to call it. They're students of it that are obsessed with it, which is why you see your favorite artists acutely aware of everyone around them, and this gives them that distinct advantage over everyone else who's cluelessly throwing money into the Facebook ad pond to come with up with tin cans in their fishing rod. But don't take it from me. Here's Igloo Ghost, who's one of the most influential producers making music today. I think one of the sickest producers in the game, explaining how he got signed as an unknown artist with no fan base who was just making sick music with no following, and yet he got signed to Flying Lotus's Brain Feeder label, which led to huge things for him.
Like, before I got signed, it was, I mean, I was just like kind of mucking about on the internet, and like I had like a lot of friends who also made music, like I'm sure like a lot of other producers do. It kind of happened just through like a degree of like separation, like how people say like everyone knows someone who like knows someone who knows someone. So like just somebody I knew kind of eventually like knew the right people, like Flying Lotus and like the Brain Feeder people. Like I didn't really go and like try and beg it and like really go out looking for it, but it definitely helps to create, like not have it contrived, but definitely have like a big circle of friends who you actually like think are cool. And yeah, if there's like a bigger sort of like gene pool of like the amount of people who your stuff can reach, that definitely helps. So it wasn't like, I didn't have like a manager or anything. It wasn't like some creepy like industry.
So what is the work? As you can see on the screen now, I have a spreadsheet from my fictitious band Incel Hypebeast, which is a hyperpop band. So that's going to be the micro genre we focus on. And I have good news for you. I made this spreadsheet available so you have a place to start. So if you want a copy of this spreadsheet, there's a link in the description where you can just give me your email and I will send it to you. So with the spreadsheet, we're going to write down every artist who's similar to you musically. I don't care if they have 100 monthly listeners. In fact, that's helpful if you only have a few hundred yourself. If they have 100,000, even better. And if they have 10 million, cool. But I really want you to try to keep this list with mostly the artists who are similar to you in size or a little bit bigger. If you have 100 monthly listeners, this list should only have 10 artists with 10 million or more listeners, and have 90 on it that have thousands to tens of thousands of monthly listeners. This is why. What we are going to be doing here is trying to understand every part of your community, from the artists to mix engineers, video directors, and who they use for a lawyer or booking agent, onto who writes about them and playlists them. And you need to understand where the fans of those artists are and how to find the people who work with those artists, since they're more likely to work with you. So let's fill out this list. What we're looking for is artists, or what I like to call targets, since these will also be the microgenre names, which we will fill in under the tab called Terms. We need to figure out what your microgenre or community is, and if you don't understand how to do that, I made a whole video on that, which I'm not going to go over again, so you should watch the video that's linked on the screen now or in the description below. But if you're going to want to put in some of the acts in your microgenre, you can find these by going down a breadcrumb trail of clicking on artists in the Spotify Fans Also Like section. In fact, if you have one on your profile already, that's a great place to start. Now, a lot of you are probably wondering, how big should this list be? And honestly, at first, hundreds of artists can be helpful, because if you do this work each day, eventually you'll find what is helpful and what is not, and we can retire a bunch of artists to the bottom of the list and unfollow them. But I want you to lean into this. Having hundreds of artists on this list is more helpful than 10. Whittling the list down over time and getting to who really helps you is important, but casting a wide net at first that you continually whittle down is crucial. So let's observe the artists who sound like you by clicking around that Fans Also Like list and adding to this. But a good time saver during this is also, as you find those artists, to go down the playlist list in their Spotify page. And if you look on the screen now, you can see this tab that I have in the spreadsheet I made that has an entry for playlists. Put those in, because we'll scour this too to try to find more targets. Go back to these playlists later and look for more targets. And I also like to go on Bandcamp and type your microgenre in. And what I love is Bandcamp will often show you other similar tags, which will give you more clues of what to search and terms you should target, and see if there's other playlists, subreddits, and Discords that may be where your community lives. One note is there's something I like to target aside from those who sound musically similar to you. I call these local targets. Since we're putting all these targets into a spreadsheet, I have a separate sheet for targets that are not as similar to you musically, but are from the area you're from. The reason we do this is we want to identify artists who may not be that close to you, but because they're in your city, they may show you some leads that only apply to your local area. This could be a venue to play, a place that will do an article about you. Hell, you may follow them and see a new music store or rehearsal space you may utilize, or a place to bring a date. Anything's possible. I will put any artist of any size, as long as they have something similar to you, by location in this list, and I'll explain why a little bit more into this video. So after you have a bunch of targets in this spreadsheet, it's now time to do some research. So what I want you to do each day is pick one of the artists and poke around. Enter in their socials and start observing. Are they friends with other artists you see them collabing with? Should you add those artists to your targets? On their Insta bio, website, contact page, YouTube about page, or Facebook about section, do they have a publicist or a lawyer or a manager listed? Great, add them to your spreadsheet in the fields I made you. In Bandcamp and SoundCloud descriptions, you can often find producer, mixing, and mastering engineer credits, as well as where they recorded. You could also find credits oftentimes on Spotify by clicking where I'm showing on the screen right now. On Spotify, you can see if they're on a label on the bottom of their album page. You can do a YouTube search for these targets and find people who do reaction videos, video essays, reviews, or video channel curators who may premiere your video to their audience. But do more than just take in their contacts. Observe what they are doing that's smart and you like. We want to even look at their Spotify bio and see if there's something smart they do that you should do something similar to. This is what's going to make you a better version of yourself. And with every bit of it you do, you'll get more inspired and become a more authentic artist. And this is also why you can't hire someone else to do it. You can also enter all these targets into Reddit and see the subreddits that they are discussed, and the same with Facebook groups, and you can do the same on Discord here. Also, on a local level, why I like to make local targets is those can be really helpful, as they can teach you so much. And let's remember, you can find local acts by searching your local area, even if it's a small town on Bandcamp or SoundCloud. And who knows, you may find your new best friend. True story, I found one of my best friends by searching AOL IM profiles for the small town I grew up in and the word punk. It's shocking what you can find in these searches. Okay, but while you're doing this, you should also follow all these targets on socials as you find them. Now, if you're like me and you don't want to read a bunch of desperate musicians begging people for pre-saves all day, just make a separate account just to follow people and flick over there once a day and do a little homework. I have one of these burner accounts on every social media app where I just follow smart and savvy musicians. I flick over there every day or so, just take a look around and try to get inspired. On Twitter, you can make lists, and I love doing this on TweetDeck because I can also make multiple lanes for different types of artists I follow. By doing this, you can observe so much: where your targets play, who they are friends with, what they do to market and promote themselves, how often they are posting. It's just great research. And particularly, this is where we're going to populate the other sheets, since as you can see here, we have sheets for venues, playlists, press, and communities. As you follow your targets, you will probably find these. If you see an artist your size playing a venue, enter it for a future touring possibility. If they tweet a playlist, make sure to enter it in and later look and see if you can find the curator, follow them on socials, and see if they do anything else like write a blog or whatever. If you see a target share an article about them, put the writer's name in and put them on your press list. When you're on TikTok, look at the hashtags artists are using, which can often contain genre or community terms, and log them under the tab I made for that. This also goes for Instagram. Hopefully, you're getting the point. But we have two more tools that will be of help: Google Alerts and TalkWalker. What both of these do is send you reports of when someone is mentioned on a message board, blog, or elsewhere in the World Wide Web. And yes, you should have one for your own artist name so you know when people say things about you. Trust me, I've seen some fun things about myself. Anyway, you can refine these searches by putting quotes around the name of the targets, and if the search is giving you bad results, you could put a minus and the terms around them that's giving you bad results, and it will get rid of those search results. Anyway, if this is too much, you can make a separate email address or use a filter and go through these alerts and enter the leads they give you to find press and the message boards you should be posting on, tons of other things. Anyway, over time, you're going to get tons of answers. If you're watching YouTube and looking in the descriptions of these targets, you'll see who directed their video and you'll know exactly who you want to direct your next one. If you're looking through credits, you're going to know who to go to level up your sound. If you're seeing a manager's name come up over and over again in your targets, you know to follow them on social media and try to get in their circle. This work helps the answers become clear on what you should do and gives you the best answers possible on how you're going to keep leveling up. So many people do so little research and go with their first thought they have and wonder why they keep falling flat on their face. This work prevents that. But most of all, it shows you the fans most passionate about your music with the most potential to lift you up. In the next video in the series, I'm going to go way deeper on those fans and how you use this to find the best fans possible, and I'm going to show you how you introduce your music to them. This work is what gives you the unfair advantage over lazy artists who think they don't need to do it. And here's an example of success from it. The group Spirit Box have mentioned on a few podcasts that doing tons of searching and research for who was doing the best mixes, since they self-record, and they happen upon someone who is not the common name for their genre. Yet everyone is now talking about how their new LP has some of the sickest mixes in their game. And here's a clip of one of the biggest groups in the world. Sorry, there's a bad taste in my mouth. Here's the Chainsmokers on how they found artists to work with, which helped build their fan base.
Wow, where do we even begin? I guess where we started and found Roses and started with the vocal and all that stuff. So basically, Drew and I came up on Hype Machine, this blog aggregator on the internet that a lot of great indie artists, and a lot of songs kind of start there. A lot of huge pop songs nowadays like all start on Hype Machine. So basically, we always are on there looking for new songs. And Roses, the singer, had this track called Limelight on Hype Machine that we were big fans of. She has a really unique voice, and the song got really cool. What we do is just make a list of all these singers that we wanted to hit up, and she was on there, and Drew would make these demo sketch ideas that essentially were like half-finished tracks or even less than that, kind of just melodies and really stripped-down things that kind of let people do and go wherever they wanted, and I would send them out to these different singers that we were interested in, and she was really cool and nice, and she was super pumped.
All right, this video is getting long, so in part two, I'm going to tell you what you should do on social media, message boards, Discords, Facebook groups, and Reddits, and more details on how this all works. But before we go, I'm going to leave you with one last thing, and that's that this work also pays off years later, too, in bigger ways. Listen to this story of how Madion and Porter Robinson meeting on a message board when they were teenagers, and how it contributed to their career growth years later when they collaborated together. And this is how community work pays off dividends over the years.
Yeah, basically, me and Madion, so he's from France, Hugo, we did the song Shelter together, which I think is the biggest song either of us have done to date. But him and I met on like a music production forum when he was like 12 years old and I was 14. So we were both like into, you know, we were both awkward, kind of smart kids on our mom's computers trying to learn how to produce music. And we were almost like rivals because he was like crazy, wicked smart, crazy good for his age. And I was the other like young guy. And so the two of us would like bounce things off of each other. And then it kind of happened that we went our separate ways. And then a few years later, like, he had this video that went viral, which was called Pop Culture, where he's playing on this launch pad. And it was like the first like launch pad mashup video. And he just became this big artist. And I did too. And I was like, you know, big by the standards of dance music world. And then we kind of linked up and we were like, it's really crazy that we knew each other back then. And we sort of became friends again. And yeah, we were in touch the whole time, but it just felt like a really unlikely story that like felt like a little victory lap there.
Okay. When I make videos like this, they are long and well-researched. I mean, I worked on this video for a year, but they're not rewarded by the algorithm. What can change that is if you build community and text it to a friend as a way of saying thanks for this, if it was helpful, and also takes your first step in helping someone else out in your community. Next week, I'm going to drop my most thorough video on how to build a fan base. So I really hope you'll drop a like, subscribe, and get notified, since you don't want to miss this, as it's a game changer for building a fan base. And if it's already out, it's linked on the screen now on this playlist of how to go from 0 to 10,000 fans. Like I said, the next video in the series goes deeper. And if I've already made it, it should also be linked on the screen now. And if you have questions from this video, be sure to comment below, since I will be answering them in that video and other future videos. This is what we discuss on this channel, so you really want to get notified and be a part of this community, so come along for the ride. Thanks for watching.